Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Some 2,400 Kentuckians are being asked to participate in a NAS, National Ag Statistics Service, survey over the next few weeks to gather information on land leasing and rental patterns. NAS Regional Director David Knopp says typically Kentucky participation is fairly strong.
Yes, response usually is pretty good. This one seems a little bit unusual in the fact that most of the surveys that we conduct are sent to farm operators, and this will include some that don't typically get forms from our office, those that are landowners but don't farm.
The questions cover ownership, expense, debt, asset, and demographics, and the survey hasn't been done in about 15 years.
So a lot has changed in those 15 years, and it's important to try to understand what motivates landowners and how they conduct their business and how it may impact those that utilize the land, as well as how it might impact rural communities.
He says there's a question like who might tend to prosper or suffer as land values fluctuate.
Do leases differ in basic ways between landlords? Would ownership shift matter for conservation? Does ownership matter for how USDA might administer its programs?
Knopp says the agency is asking participants to complete their survey over the next few weeks. We'll be right back.
You know Kentucky 811, the people you call before you dig? Well, now you can click before you dig at 811now.com. 811 Now is an easier, faster online system to make sure your home or contractor project goes off without a hitch. It's the same effective process as calling 811. Plus, you can review all of your answers before submitting, making sure the correct information is sent. So the next digging project you have, be safe and save time. Go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
We're back with the National Ag Statistics Service's Regional Director, David Knopp, on the total survey now underway in Kentucky and the nation to get a very general view on ag land ownership, landlords, and leasing patterns. He was quick to add they do not get into individual land lease pricing rates.
Land rental rates are held very close to the vest. That's information that is very proprietary, and certainly people don't like to share that because it does impact business operations, which I can appreciate.
As he referenced earlier, some of this information could determine direction for USDA programs at the local level or conservation program decisions.
Better data equals better decisions, and I hope that people will complete their forms so that we can get an accurate picture, an accurate representation of what the situation here is in Kentucky.
Individual information is confidential. The final aggregated report is due out this August. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.